Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Scott. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, too. Happy Friday, right?
Yes, yes. We just gotta make it through.
Exactly. Yep, not that we're counting, huh?
Yeah.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, pricing is the big deal for me because this is a fledgling company. I am bankrolling this 100% out of my pocket, and I don't have much capital to work with. And when
okay.
I say I don't have much capital to work with, I've been taking money out of my own personal account and dumping it into the business account to make sure that recurring bills get paid. So
Wow. This
is, yeah. I mean, this, when I say it's a fledgling company, we work job to job. It will
Yes. Start
to go. That's not a problem, but it's just, I mean, we founded the company April 1st. So it's very, very new, very fresh, and we've now gotten with Home Advisor, Angie, and that's going quite well. I'm doing a lot of social media marketing on my own, which is also going well. And
excellent.
I also have some very strong referral sources. I mean, I'm averaging, I don't know, $35,000 to $40,000 gross per month right now.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. That's awesome.
It's just myself and my partner doing this.
Wow.
So,
you guys are hustlers for sure.
And we're old, so that it
hurts gosh.
Every second of every day.
Well, hey, if you're old and you're a hustler, that deserves even double credit, right? That's excellent. Good for you.
Yeah. So what I need
to
understand
is... I feel old, too, and I'm slowing down these days.
What I need to understand about this service, because it was a cold call that Tara called me out of the blue.
Of course.
And the fact that I'm actually having this conversation with you guys is, A, you speak English.
Right.
And that's a big problem when I get calls from these people, and they're all from India. And I don't have time for that because it's not that I'm a racist. I just don't trust anything coming out of India for me to give them any kind of my financial information. So
of course.
So yep. That's a positive.
Yeah, you're smart to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't deal too well with that. So, but it's really going to boil down to the financial side of it. Is it recurring? Is this just your basic SEO, which I can work on SEO on my own? Is this something where you're going to get my Google Business Profile up and running correctly? Because currently it's suspended for God knows why, and they won't tell me. Is that something that's going to be addressed? Is this a recurring fee that I need to pay to stay where I'm at? Explain a little bit more to me.
Of course. And thank you for explaining all of that and all of those questions. They're great questions. So first off, I want to let you know that our company, we're called Local Splash, and we are a premier partner to Google, which is an elite status. There's only a handful of companies in the nation that has earned the status. We happen to be one of them. And what it means is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google, right? So with that being said, for the accounts that are in suspension like yours are, for God knows what reason, because Google is very, very finicky. Sometimes they, you know, put accounts in suspension on the Google business page and nobody knows why, right? So the good thing about it is we have a support staff on site that we pick up the phone, we call them, we figure out why it's suspended, what's needed of you, and we get that verified very quickly, okay? Then what we do is absolutely local SEO services. So in order to get a business on the first page of Google, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, right? So that's the service that you're paying us for. And yes, you know, if you were an SEO guru and you had hundreds and hundreds of hours to invest in programming, you probably could do it yourself.
I don't have hundreds and hundreds of minutes.
Right, right. And that's why people hire us, because it's kind of like I can mow my own lawn, but I choose to have a gardener do it. And I can do my own taxes, but I choose to go to my CPA, right? So it's the same type right. concept. And the main benefit in working with us is in the exclusivity. So we only work with one company per category, per area, to ensure that the one client that we work with does get the maximum amount of phone calls, right? So you're in Clarksville, which, as you know, is a highly competitive area for what you do. And I have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. Once it fills, we block off the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Of course.
Of course, yeah. Now, since you're a new business and you told me that you're funding it out of your own pocket, absolutely you're going to qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones? Right? So that's a different search result completely. So once we program Renovate Clarksville into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Also, I was glad to hear that you do a lot of social media marketing, because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. So you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, how, you know, next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent, you know. And then being that it is a month-to-month program, we do that because we're performance-based, right? So we allow you to try the program, track the actual results that you're getting, and kind of pay as you go. And with that being said, I mean, since it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
I'm considering. I'm not sold 100% because I'm going over my money in my head right now. And I understand that there is some sense of urgency here. I do get that. I worry about the dollars, obviously, and I appreciate the discount. I do. Now, when you say month to month, is it truly month to month, cancel at any time?
Yes. Yes. So all we ask is if you ever were to cancel, that you call us 3 business days prior to your next billing just to prevent the next month's charge, right? So you can cancel at any time. But I know that you won't, because nobody cancels on profit. And, you know, just looking at your area over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me, Scott, is there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is it's slipping through your fingers because you have a weak internet presence. And this is something that will fix that, give you the most dominant internet presence locally, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing with those new clients. Now, please don't misunderstand me and think that I'm saying, you know, oh, try the program and 1,218 clients will come flooding in, because that's not realistic, right? But what
that.
We know, hey, we already said you're a hustler. Maybe you can handle it.
Good problems to have, but not.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just kidding, too. We couldn't do that. That would be biting off more than you could chew. But we know that 87% of consumers hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So since you mentioned Angie's, I want to let you know that we deal with a lot of their clients. And sometimes what people will do is put their leads on pause just for a couple of weeks so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And then what they find is the revenue that they generate from being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they got off of Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees and they don't even have to buy leads anymore. Because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
Right, right. I mean, I got one today, and it was for a deck extension, about 300 square feet. It's going to be about a $12,000 job. That lead cost me $138.
Oh, excellent. So that's a good return.
If I land it.
For the lead. Yeah, if you land it. So I want to tell you, just because we deal with so many of the Angie clients, that this is what I hear. People tell me that because they're a lead generation program, they will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there. And you already know that because you mentioned if I land it, right? So there's nothing exclusive about it. People tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phone, where as soon as they get one, they drop everything and they call on it. And lo and behold, it's already been called on by five or six other guys. Or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it. Now, for the guys like you that have, you know, a good bid coming in, I don't talk to a lot of people that tell me they actually land the job off of that. And the reason being is they tell me that they're calling are a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. And I'm so bad for this one contract. After I spoke, because he told me he was about $2,000 into his lead fees and he undercut his own pricing and he gave a bid where he was barely going to break even on it. But he called and offered $100 cheaper. So he lost. And he told me, Tina, I would have given him $100 off if I only knew, you know, and things like that are just heart wrenching, you know. So the difference between that and something like this is it will attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, Scott, the only reason somebody's going to even Google for your business is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Google calls that a micro moment, putting Renovate Clarksville in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? And you have to consider that if you break this up, you know, the $299 monthly times 30 days in a month, it boils down to about $9 a day to increase your business. So you'd have to say, you know, hey, would I pay somebody $9 a day to go out to everybody within Clarksville and the surrounding areas and put a flyer in the hand of the people that need my service at the time that they need me? You'd say, absolutely, I couldn't do that myself. You know, it would cost me more money and my time spent. But in essence, that's what this does virtually for you online, is it, you know, puts you in front of those potential clients. And then another thing we're very, very big on is conversion. You know, we'll make sure that when a potential client sees you, they'll already have that comfortable feeling in hiring you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And all that's done by the content that we create on the listings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about clear deliverables and timelines.
Great question. So as you know, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours. So industry standard for first page placement on Google is 90 days. However, we're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. In your case, since you already have the Google business profile and it's just suspended for some reason, it might even go quicker because once we figure out what the issue is and get that verified, we can start optimization on it right away. Secondly, the Facebook ads, those will kick in. We start programming right away. So the directories, the mobile optimization, the Facebook ads, all of that we launch in under 2 weeks, and I've had them even up and running before in 3 days on a special request. So absolutely, you're going to see activity within your first month. There's no question, but it is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition.
Okay, let's talk about Facebook ads for a moment. I know historically Facebook ads are a pay-per situation. Is this part of mm-hmm. the platform that I'm paying you for, that the ads will actually run on Facebook without any additional money out of pocket for me? Or clarify
exactly.
some of that for me, please.
Yeah, so of the $299 subscription, $100 each month goes directly to Facebook to run those ads. And then we set a daily cap at about $3 a day. And so every time people are clicking on those ads, let's say the, you know, pay-per-click rate is 10 cents or 25 cents, money gets taken out of the budget. And once you hit that $3 cap, then they stop running the ads for the day and they start them fresh again the next morning. And that prevents you from getting, you know, an unexpected bill at the end of the month. That would never happen because we put a cap on it for you.
So I will never get any unexpected bills.
Exactly. Never. I've seen people where they've gotten, you know, a lot more, $100 worth of Facebook ads, and then our company would, you know, absorb the cost on it. I've seen notes on the account like, oh, you know, we turned the Facebook ads off due to overspending and things like that. And so, you know, then we just absorb the cost if it goes over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $398 today, $299 on a monthly basis after that, right to refuse at any given time within 3 days prior to the next billing cycle. We're looking at 60 or 45 days for full optimization. The Facebook ads, you've got $100 out of the money I give you dedicated to Facebook ads. I'm not confident the Facebook ads actually do work because I know how I deal with them. I scroll directly by them. I don't click on them. But I'm not everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they do work for some areas, some people. I just have not had that experience personally. But I also have not tried Facebook ads for my business. So I could be completely mm-hmm. off base there.
What I always say is that it's excellent to bundle it with the Facebook ads at least for the first couple of months while the Google listing kicks in, because number one, you'll get traction a lot quicker that way. Google will also recognize you more the more ads and directories that you have on it. We're going to help that, you know, you with that. We're going to put you on the popular directories too, but you can also target areas wherever you want with the Facebook ads. So with the Google business page, as you know, it's tied into the business address in Clarksville, right? But let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes away that you love to work in, but it's just that you don't get that type of a reach on the Google Maps, then by all means, let our technicians know and we can run those Facebook ads wherever you like. And that's another benefit. You don't have to have an address in those high-end areas in order to run Facebook ads in those areas.
Now, will I be responsible for managing my Facebook presence, my ads on my own, or is that something that you handle for me?
We would handle it for you. So we would actually do posts on the Facebook page and updates and then do the, you know, ads for you. If you wanted to still post things on your page, it's, of course, it belongs to your business. You still can. It's not like we take it over completely. What happens is we set you as the owner of everything and we become managers. So we manage it for you. And then that way, if down the road you ever discontinue working with us, you just remove us as managers, and then you still have that stronger, more dominant internet presence that we've built up for you.
Okay, so now answer me this. Here's the hard question that I'll ask you. If I decide that this is not something that I wanted to move forward with, and we go ahead and we part as friends, thank you for your efforts. I appreciate it, but it's not in my budget anymore. Is my internet presence going to disappear?
No, that's the benefit of it. We've actually serviced over 48,000 clients in 20 years as a corporation. So we have absolutely no incentive to try to hijack people's internet presence. So if you stop working with us, you keep everything, meaning at that point you would have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have today, meaning, you know, you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all of the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. You know, obviously, if you ever cancel, you won't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, right? But even so, you'll have a stronger internet presence than you have right now.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you looked at my website?
Yeah, I have. It's actually really nice. I like your website. I like the layout. I like the fact that you can be contacted through it. I had just looked up and I saw your email. Do you have you don't have a separate contact form, it looks like, right? That's the only thing I would probably recommend.
What do you mean? There is a contact form at the bottom.
Let me see. I'm looking. Hold on. Let me scroll to the bottom. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, perfect. I was on the contact tab, and I didn't see it, but I think I just had to scroll a little bit further. So that's good. Okay, you do have that. Yeah, because here's what I always tell people. Most people, when they see you on the first page, and we attach this website to all the listings, and you're coming up front and center, most people, they're going to click to call you or they're going to contact you through the site for immediate contact. But there will be certain rare occurrences where they can't contact you right that second. So it's excellent that you have this contact form, because in that scenario, you'll get a lead coming through your site. And even though the lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, I mean, now that
right,
I've explained all of that, okay, yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, Scott. You're going to be so thrilled with this. So, what is your last name?
Let me ask you one more quick question, and then I'll give you all my information.
Of course.
Will I have a dedicated account manager, somebody that I can contact, and I can talk to about doing this, that, and the next thing, or is this a... we're just going to take it and run with it. No contact needed.
Absolutely not. No. We work with you as a marketing team, right, to make sure that each and every month you're yielding that high return on investment. So you'll have even better than an account manager. You'll have a whole dedicated account management team where anytime you call in and you hit option one, anyone that answers the phone can help you. And you can even make revisions to your campaign on your end through the dashboard. So let's say that you have a brand new before and after picture that you didn't have today, or you have some more content. There's a business info tab on the client dashboard that you go in and you upload to it. And anything that you upload through there is automatically implemented to your Google business page and your Facebook ads within 1 to 3 business days. They're sent directly to our technicians.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And will there be an onboarding session where I actually sit with somebody?
Yes, yeah. So we call that the client interview, and we would schedule that for later today, where I would have my technician call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go ahead and move forward.
I'm excited. You're gonna be absolutely.
Last name is Matt Donald.
Okay.
My last name
I like
is
the
Matt
way you
Donald,
said that.
Like the old farmer, M-A-C-D-O-N-D-C.
Okay, perfect. I know. I love the way you said MacDonald rather than
Sorry
McDonald's.
Sorry if I'm talking over you. There's a delay.
Oh, is there? Okay. Oh, that's annoying. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't have the delay on my end, but when I get a call like that, it is hard to concentrate. So I get it. So,
you're in California, right?
Yeah, we're in California. We're on the Pacific time zone. You guys are on Central time, right? Or is it Eastern?
That's correct.
Okay, Central. Okay.
No, I'm Central. The other side of the state is Eastern.
I was thinking that. Yeah, Tennessee and Arizona and Hawaii, they have the states where they're kind of split up a little bit, so I always want to ask. But I know it's Central for you, so I'll fix that in the notes. And then do you want me to send the confirmation email to the one that's on your website, renovateclarksville@gmail.com?
Yes, please.
And then this phone number ending in 8297, I assume you use for the business, but is there a secondary line for internal purposes in case the technicians needed to reach you, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything goes through this main number. I do have two phone numbers on this phone, but one of them is my personal number, and I try not to mix the two.
Okay, so I'll put the personal number in just for internal purposes, and then that wouldn't have anything to do with, you know, your account or publishing to the end user, but just so that we have it. So what's the secondary number?
303-475-7410.
303-475-7410.
That's correct.
Okay. And do you remember when you set up the Google Business page, did you put the LLC on there? You want it as Renovate Clarksville LLC, or do you want it just Renovate Clarksville?
I believe LLC is what I tried to set it up with, and they nuked me.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they said something about deceptive business practices.
Oh, don't worry. We have a guy over there in the verification department. His name is James. And there have been people that have told me they've been fighting with Google for a year and a half trying to get it verified, and James gets involved, and within a week it's verified. It's crazy. So I'm pretty sure you can keep the LLC on there, and he'll be able to get around it. We'll just have him contact our rep at Google and, you know, the team and see what's going on there. And I agree with you. If you have an LLC, you might as well showcase it because it adds to your credibility, you know. And did you use the Broad Ripple Drive address, or was it a different address you used for the Google verification?
I use the Broad Ripple Drive address. That's my home. I don't have a storefront. And I also don't want people to be able to drive up to my house.
Of course not. Yeah, Google, for a home-based business, there's nothing wrong with a home-based business. There's millions and millions of them in the country. All they'll do is they'll hide the address on the listing. So you'll show up with your business name, your city, and your state, but the actual physical address would be blocked out, okay?
I appreciate that.
Of course, no problem. And then we can secure this position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
My company card.
Okay. And does it have just the company name, or does it also have your name? How does it actually read?
It has my name, and beneath it, Renovate Clarksville LLC.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you, or just first and last?
Just first and last on this one.
Okay. That's easy. Scott McDonald. And then is the billing address the same?
You just spelled my last name right.
Yeah, MACDONALD.
Correct.
Like,
yes,
you said, Old McDonald. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Old McDonald had a farm. That's awesome. So go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready, Scott.
4493-7427-1211-5990.
Expiration?
5 of 29.
And then the code?
062.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you one thing real quickly, if I may. Are you in a contract with Angie's, or is it just a month-to-month where you can pause the leads as you go? How is your arrangement with them?
I just actually started it today. I started it about a week ago, but I turned my leads on today and immediately got hit. I did an introductory offer at $750 for $1,000 worth of leads, which equals out from what they say to be 14 to 17 leads. However long it takes is how long it takes. Basically, it takes that $138 that I just used today for that one lead, and it deducts it from the $1,000 that I put into the bank. Once that's gone, I'm free and clear. I don't need to stay with them. I am not in a contract.
Got it. Okay, good. Because the reason I ask you is you're licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. So you would be an excellent candidate.
I can supply that if you need it.
Okay. You don't need it for the Google Business Page optimization, but we have a program that's called Google Guaranteed, and you would be excellent for an upgrade into the ideal package, which includes Google Guaranteed. I'm pretty sure you probably haven't heard of Google Guaranteed yet, have you?
No.
Okay. It's an exclusive pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year, okay? Because it's an exclusive program through Google, you have to pass a background check in order to participate, which is why I asked you about the license and insurance. As long as you have a valid driver's license, Social Security, EIN for the business, and have no felonies, you would pass that background check with flying colors. Okay. Now,
background check.
I figured, yeah. So I wasn't worried about you whatsoever, but that's part of why I wanted to offer this to you, Scott, because once you're Google Guaranteed approved, Google will now put a green or a blue check mark next to your name on the Google Business page. So everybody's going to know you have that extra accreditation. So it adds a bunch of credibility. And Google will now guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you have a disgruntled client that you do a ton of work for, and no matter what you do, they're not want their money back. Google would actually get involved and refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay? Now, and if you bundle this together with the package that you have now, it would just be $499 today, and that would include the $250 application fee that we would require to get you approved. That application process takes 4 to 8 weeks to approve. Because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4 week mark, okay? Once you're approved, it's a pay-per-lead program, so we would call you and say, okay, Scott, we're ready to activate the budget to run the leads, and your leads are only going to cost you $44 each. So give or take, you know, it might be, you know, a little bit less if it's a smaller job, and you might get one that's $38, or you might get a bigger job where it's $48, right? But the average is $44. So they would contact you once you're approved and say, okay, we want to activate the budget, which equals $574, which would be 13 leads within the month. And again, you don't pay that today. You pay that 4 to 8 weeks out whenever you're approved after we talk to you. Now, that amount acts like an escrow account. So let's say that in the month you take on 6 or 7 leads and they're all big jobs and you don't need to take on 13. So what happens is the next month, you just pay for the 6 or 7 leads that you took just to kind of replenish that bucket. So, you know, if you wanted to do that, I highly recommend it. You would pay, you know, $100 extra right now, but with the bundle, you would be also saving $50 a month on your monthly subscription, because rather than paying $299 a month, they would reduce that to $249 a month. You know, considering that you have to pay a little bit extra for that application fee.
You know, I appreciate it, but I think I want to start the way we initially discussed and see how it goes with the optimization, getting the business profile up and running, and the Facebook ads. And once I get a better feel for that, if I'm happy with the service and I want to expand that, we can have that conversation at that time.
You got it. I'll send you an email on it, and I'll follow up with you maybe in like a month or so and just make sure, you know, the one thing that this will differ, or actually there's two big bullet points where this will differ from the Angie's leads, is number one, if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it's exclusive to you. So it's not going to go to five or six other guys. So you're going to have a higher chance of converting it. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. Okay. Secondly, you're only going to get charged for a lead if it's valid. So our department would monitor it. And if you have someone calling and say, hey, Scott, you know, I need a deck built and I'm in Las Vegas, right? You're not going to get charged for that. That's not a valid lead in your area. Or if they call you up and say, hey, you know, we want to hire you for the, or if they call up and say, hey, I build decks and I'm looking for a job, you know, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that. That's not a lead. So be careful with Angie's, because people tell me that they're going to get charged for every lead that comes in, regardless if it's valid or not. If that happens to you, let them know, because they're pretty good at crediting you back. But the problem is that it becomes difficult to manage, you know, while you're built, you know, trying to build your business and be out there dealing with clients, you know. So just kind of be aware of that, okay?
I understand. Thank you for clarifying
okay.
that. Okay. And I
you're
did,
welcome.
During my onboarding with Angie, they did talk to me about me not being liable for paying for leads that are bogus like that. They did bring that up on their own. I didn't even ask them. So they
perfect.
Are aware
okay.
of it.
Good, good, good. Yeah, and if it happens, they're really good at crediting it back, you know, so just please also kind of keep your eye on what's coming in, which you already know because you had that good one that came in. So now I'm going to do the voice verification recording, and then I'll create that onboarding appointment for later today, and you'll be good to go. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Renovate Clarksville, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Scott MacDonald, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am, yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do agree.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 5th, in the nominal amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, that onboarding appointment is going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best? Do you want to grab like an 11 o'clock that's coming up pretty quickly, or do you want to look at what's open later in the day?
Can we look at a 1 o'clock central?
Let's see if I have that available. Oh, I do. Okay. So I'm going to grab this one, and I'm going to block out an entire hour from 1 to 2 o'clock central, And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing, ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
There's been several texts came through. There's one, yeah, let's see. We sent a copy of reinvoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Is that the one you want me to do?
That's it. That's it. Yep. So if you click on that, it's going to take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's three little boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second will show that you receive text messages. The third shows that you know it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select all three of those boxes and hit confirm signature, well, actually you have to type your name in and then hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and a password. You don't need that right now, Scott, because that username and password is already in your welcome email. But if you see a prompt asking for it, that's a good sign because that means that the e-signature went through and that you're grandfathered into this pricing.
One quick question. It does say under mobile phone, it's got my personal number.
Oh, okay. So that means on our end for mobile, we set it up that that's the phone number we would send SMS text messages to, but we don't publish it online. That's just for our correspondence. But I can change it to the other phone number if you like, whatever you're comfortable with.
I would prefer that. I mean, I can change it right here.
Okay, yeah, you can change it.
You want me to just change it?
Yeah, just change it on your end. That's fine. And I'll put a note here just so that everybody knows for SMS messages to use the 931-444-8297. I'm going to actually revise that in your account settings, too, as we speak.
Yeah, I don't have a problem having my personal number out there for emergencies, but I don't want it to be my main.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Because you have a business line for a reason, you know? So, yeah, I don't blame you.
It's asking and me for then, username and password, so that's a good thing, right?
Oh, good sign. Yeah, that means it went through. And then, let me see here. You're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google optimization or verification, but I'm going to send you a second email that says important. Please add us to your Google business profile. That way you can go in and add us to that one that's suspended, and then we can get with Google and find out what the problem is. So please, you know, get that done as soon as possible. If not, I'll have my technician remind you at 1 o'clock when they call you.
And will your technician be able to walk me through that?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. They'll walk you through it. It's pretty simple. Once you, you know, look at the email, there's a couple of ways to do it. So it's pretty simple to get in and add us as a manager. But of course, if you'd rather have them just walk you through it step by step, I'll put the note in here for them to do that when they call you. Okay.
Okay. I've gotten a barrage of texts. First one was your contact card. Great. Then the one that I just clicked on to agree. Then I've got the credentials, my username and password. Will I be able to change the password?
Yes. So once you get in, you can go into that business info tab and you can change the password to whatever you like. The password that we provided is just a temporary to allow you access in.
Okay. Then to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed. Check the email we sent for more details. And then add us as a manager to your Google business profile. So, all right. Mm-hmm. There's an email from you. Please add us to your Google business profile. We'll walk through that when I speak with them. Pictures needed. Business license and insurance, business card, registration, invoice, workplace, invoice. What, you want me to send you an invoice?
No. That, thank you for asking about that. That email, the purpose of it is that Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that email has, I think, 7 or 8 suggestions of things that you could send to show that. So don't stress out and freak out and think you have to send every item on that list. Usually an invoice would be sent in lieu, let's say somebody can't find their business license or their registration, and but they have the insurance. They might send over an invoice that shows their business address just to kind of prove that they're a valid business in the area. You see what I mean? So if you only have 3 or 4 items on that list, yeah, then just send over what you have. You don't have to send over everything on the list, okay? It's just so that we have ammo with Google to show that you're valid so that they'll publish you. Make sense?
May be one of the reasons that they suspended me for deceptive business practices, because I didn't give them any of that.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, they, I don't know if you've heard of Google pay-per-click ads, but they're paid ads, right? So let's say a big corporation wanted to come into Clarksville and try to get clients. The only way they can get on Google is to contact them and do pay-per-click ads, which are very, very expensive. Google makes millions and millions of dollars running pay-per-click ads for those big corporations. So sometimes those big corporations try to get sneaky, and they say, we're just going to go to Clarksville and get a P.O. box and pretend like the area, and that way we don't have to pay for these expensive ads. But they don't know, Google will reject a P.O. box. They'll reject a business if they don't show that they're valid in the area. You using your residential address is perfect. They won't reject a residential address because there's millions of home-based businesses. But what they're doing behind the scenes is they're just trying to protect you from those big guys, because those big guys can't get on the first page because they don't have a valid business in the area unless they do the Google pay-per-click ads. Make sense?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, yep. Yeah, just so that you know what's happening behind the scenes there.
The next step is...
Yep, the next step is to just stand by. You'll get a phone call around 11. Oh, yeah, I said 11, but 1 o'clock central, 11 Pacific. Perfect. Okay, sounds good. And if you have any questions, you have our toll-free number also on the bottom of all those notifications. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you want to talk to me directly when you call in and you put in that 777, it will ring directly back to me. But let's say in the future you just want to make an update or you have a billing question or something like that, you can also just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you.
Understood. All right. Thank you, Tina.
All right.
I appreciate your time and all your explanation. And thank you for being a native English speaker. That actually sold this.
You're very welcome. Yeah, no problem. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a very, very profitable year, Scott. I'm thrilled. I know you'll absolutely love this. When you have a chance, check out the email on the Google Guaranteed, and as your leads run out on Angie's, if you want to try that, just feel free to call me. But I'll follow up with you next month just to see where you're at, okay?
Sounds good, Tina. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to your technician at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Have a great weekend coming up, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.